From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Negotiations on Iran's nuclear program at a critical point today as officials report some progress on two key areas in dispute, the pace of sanctions relief and the inspection of Iran's nuclear and military facilities. Negotiators up against a self-imposed July 7th deadline. It remains unclear whether Greeks will vote in today's referendum for more economic austerity to get crucial European bailout funds or reject EU demands and risk being thrown out of the Eurozone. Stathis Kavilas is a political scientist at Yale University.
If we go to a situation in which there is no agreement, the Greek banks are going to collapse, Greece is going to run out of cash next week, and so it's widely anticipated that we may have disturbances and riots, very much like during the Argentinian default in 2001.
Europeans across Athens are refusing to make any more economic reforms, while the Greeks say they have sacrificed enough and feel enslaved to their creditors. Athens shopkeeper Marilena.
The last 4 years, 4 or 5 years, are very, very difficult for most of the people. We have learned to live with less money, but we have needs. We adjust, of course, but we cannot go any further.
Greece has defaulted on a $1.8 billion loan payment to the International Monetary Fund last week. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari has called on the Muslim community to condemn the violent activities of Boko Haram. His call came after a surge of deadly suicide bombings in Nigeria's Borno state since the beginning of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. This is VOA News. Islamic State militants have released a video showing 25 men being executed by what appears to be a young teenager and our teenagers in an ancient amphitheater that's in the Syrian city of Palmyra. Militants have reportedly carried out more than 200 executions in and around Palmyra since it captured the city in May. Also Saturday, Syrian troops backed by Lebanese Hezbollah militia fighters began a major offensive to retake a rebel-held mountain resort, while opposition fighters retaliated by shelling the capital, Damascus. UNESCO's World Heritage Committee, meeting in Germany, said Saturday it had designated several cultural sites for addition to its World Heritage List. Two of the sites are in Iran, one each in China, Singapore, the Republic of Korea, Mongolia, and one in France. Palmyra, which I mentioned in the previous story, is under Islamic State control and has been a World Heritage Site for many years. On Friday, UNESCO's chief condemned the militants' treatment of the Muslim antiquities in Palmyra. Across the United States on Saturday, Americans celebrated the 239th anniversary of the country's independence from Britain. In communities across the country, there were songs like that sung from New York and Washington to Chicago and Denver to Los Angeles and Honolulu, bands playing songs against a backdrop of fireworks displays. And security at public events was also tight following warnings about potential terrorist threats timed to the July 4th holiday. President Obama wished all Americans a happy 4th of July in his weekly address.
We honor everyone who continually strives to make this country a better, stronger, more inclusive, more hopeful place. And we, the people, pledge to make their task our own, to secure the promise of our founding words for our own children and our children's children.
On July 4th, 1776, representatives of the 13 American colonies officially adopted the Declaration of Independence, announcing it was severing ties with Britain. War for independence had already begun the previous year and would last until the Treaty of Paris in 1783, formally recognizing sovereignty of the United States of America. Benedict XVI, Emeritus Pope and theologian on Saturday, received honorary doctorates from the Pontifical John Paul II University of Krakow and the Krakow Academy of Music for his promotion of respect for the traditions of sacred music.
That's the latest world news from VOA.